Hello and welcome to the Spiritual Solopreneur podcast. Today, my guest is Anita Adams. Anita is a spiritual entrepreneur and award-winning leader. After spending nearly two decades leading a national nonprofit, Anita recreated herself as a life and leadership coach to teach people how to access the power of their inner wisdom, the wisdom way. She is on a mission to guide others to connect with their higher self in order to tap into true potential and create a life with meaning, well-being, and joy. Hi, Anita.
Hi, Bev. So great to be here.
Thank you for being here and taking time out of your busy schedule. I know you've got a lot going on with your work and programs, and you're a podcaster as well. And your podcast is called The Joyful Journey. Am I correct?
Got
Awesome.
it.
Make sure we get a link to that in the show notes as well.
Thank you.
Well, we're going to be talking about inner wisdom today. Tell me how you got embarked upon your spiritual journey and came upon this to develop the concept of the wisdom way.
Thanks for asking, Bev. Yeah, it was early in the pandemic. Like so many people, I was spiraling with anxiety and frustration. I had another business at the time that I had started and was running for 18 years. And suddenly it got hit hard by, all the funding cuts and all my sponsors had pulled out. And I had a staff I was responsible for. And it was just this.
Oh, geez.
Yes, this overwhelm and this sense of I was just falling and I didn't know what to do. And I kept asking, like anybody who would listen to me, what should I do? What should I do? This is the question I was just constantly posing. And one day I brought that to my business coach and like, well, what am I supposed to do? And she asked me one simple question in return. And it was, Anita, what do you typically do when you're feeling stressed and anxious? I'm like, well, I usually go for a walk in the forest. And she's like, perfect. That's exactly what you're going to do. For the next 30 days, I want you to go for a walk in the forest. And I really pushed back on that. You know, I was like, no, I need to fix my business. I got to figure out how to make this work. I don't have time for, going for a walk. And
walk
I
in
need
the forest.
Yeah, totally. Like I'm thinking I need business advice, not nature therapy. But somehow she managed to get a commitment out of me. And the only way I could make it work was to get up a little extra early and head out the door. And I really believe in when you make a commitment that you need to honor those commitments. So I honored the commitment. And every single day I was out in the forest and I was demanding to know, what am I supposed to do? I was talking to God, the squirrels, the trees, like anybody and everything, demanding, what am I supposed to do? And then slowly over course of a couple weeks now, I'm starting to feel more grounded and connected to my environment. And I'm feeling not as stressed and just I wasn't happy necessarily, but I was happier. And I asked that question again, what am I supposed to do? And this time I heard something bubble up from within. And it was my voice, but it was like an older, wiser version of me. And I've come to think of it as my soul voice, my higher self speaking to me. And she simply asked, what do you want to do? And that really stumped me, and I actually argued back with myself. Like, what do you mean? What do I want to do? What am I supposed to do? And she's like, no, Anita, what do you want to do? I'm like, I don't know. I don't know. Yes, you do. And from that point on, I was determined to figure out, what is it that I really want. And interestingly, later that day, and I always marvel at this, I find it so interesting how when you're ready, the universe delivers things to you and you're the teacher arrives, right? And later that day I was in the bookstore and I found myself in the spirituality section trying to, find those answers, I suppose. And this one book caught my eye, and it was a book by Neil Donald Walsh called Conversations with God. And I pulled it off the shelf and I flipped it open. And there's one line, I just felt like it literally leapt off the page. And it simply said, frustration and anxiety come from not listening to the soul. I'm like, ah, yeah, I'm not listening. I'm not listening to the answers I have that I know that are within me. And so from that point on, it became my mission to figure out how do you tap into and listen to the soul. And that somehow, that was the beginning of discovering and creating the wisdom way, about learning to lean in and listen. And a big part of that journey is about connecting with nature. For me, that's been my way in, you know, and we can talk a little bit more about that later if you want, but it's an important part of the journey.
Is it important for everyone, or is that just your way, or do we need to all find our own way to hear?
That's such a great question, and my answer to that question has changed over time. It is not the only way in. It is a powerful way in, and I think we can all, no, I'll scratch that. I think we can all benefit by investing time in nature for multiple reasons. It helps to calm our nervous system. It really does. It brings us down to earth again. It gets us out of the monkey mind and just calms us down. There are so many health benefits. Science has proven time and again that the benefits of time invested in nature will affect your emotional, physical, mental, spiritual well-being. Like you feel better. You feel more assured and confident in yourself. And it helps to just raise your vibrational energy, and you feel more empowered to step into the world and take action. So there's so many benefits of stepping into nature. And for me, it was, and for many, it is a powerful way to access your inner wisdom or your soul voice, that higher consciousness. A lot of people get there through meditation. I talk about mindful walking in nature, which is a form of meditation when you are being mindful in your walking through nature. So to answer your question, it's not the only way in. It's a powerful way in, and it has some additional benefits.
I think probably the next best is meditation, and like you say, that is a form of meditation. There's all kinds of forms of meditation. The one that I try to do, I'm a would-be meditator on that one, which is sitting there and the thoughts come, and but there is a way to just say, okay, brain break, stop. No, nothing. And it doesn't last very long,
Does it
but
not?
it can be done. It can be done even just for a few seconds where there's just nothing. And I find that helps a lot.
If you're someone who struggles with just sitting still, in meditation, which is that was me. I really had a hard time just sitting still and trying to empty my thoughts or whatever. You'll find a mindful walk in nature will have the same benefits as just sitting in silence. And I find now that I've been doing this daily for, that started as a 30-day challenge, and I haven't stopped 4 years later. I'm outside every single, I can count probably on one hand how many times I've missed my walk in nature. And it doesn't have to be long. Sometimes I only have 15 or 20 minutes, and I'll just go for a little stroll, and back, and it just helps to calm you. But I meditate now too, and I'm able to find that stillness within because of all the practice I've been doing, finding that stillness as I'm walking in nature and disconnecting from all the thoughts that consume us.
So did the idea come to you as a download or that type of thing?
Actually, it did. So when one of the first whispers I got when I really tuned in and listened was that I wanted to close my business. When I asked, "What is it that I want?" and the whisper was, "Close, I want to close my business." And my first reaction was like, "What? No, I know. Do I? I want to save my business, don't I? Like I had this inner thing going on, and it took another week of inner dialoguing to really realize that, yeah, I do want to close my business. In fact, I've wanted to close it for a couple of years, but I've been so afraid of what else could I possibly do. So afraid to let go of my identity, is that the founder and the CEO of this company. I hung my hat proudly on that. And the idea of letting that go really scared me. But that's not a reason to hold on to something, so when I really examined what it was that I wanted and listened to that soul voice that was guiding me, like, yeah, I wanted to close my business. And then I had to lean in and listen more about, well, what now? And the first thing that came was to teach others how to listen to their inner wisdom. And Bev, I pushed that away for a year. It felt too big. Who am I to do that? That question. And but that whisper got louder and louder. And eventually I finally found the courage to lean in and listen. And
Excellent.
that's what led me to launch the Joyful Journey podcast and get certified as a coach so I can guide people, teach people, and write a book. And my first book is called Whispers of the Soul, is coming out on April 30th. So, it's
Yes.
all about that. So I leaned in a big way, in listening to the guidance that came from within. It's been an exciting journey and
Awesome.
scary.
Our souls are intrinsically wise. Which is, yeah, there's no sort of, they don't falter. They don't, there's, you got your, you had your whole dialogue going on soul brain, soul brain, soul brain. And the soul knows. In spite of the fact that I'm speaking personally, I often don't believe it. I don't believe what my soul is saying. And in spite of the fact I know it's probably right, I go off and do the opposite thing anyway. And I guess it just takes so many times of doing that before you kind of realize, okay, now it's time to listen. Now it's time to actually listen.
Yeah, it's you're not alone, Bev. A lot of people don't listen to it. They think it's fanciful ideas that we have, not our soul talking to us. Because when our soul speaks to us, it's going to speak to us of our potential, and that's going to be big and scary, or it can be big and scary. Hard to lean in and listen, and it and but it's that's what it's ours to do.
It's
It's ours
always
to do.
seems to be recommending something, out of the comfort zone.
Exactly. Yes. And that's how we grow, though, right? When we step out of our comfort zone. Yeah. I had a conversation recently, actually, just before this call. We were talking about that very thing and about if we're constantly feeling comfortable, then we're not stretching ourselves. That's a sign that we need to be pushing ourselves a little bit more. If we want to grow into our truest potential, we gotta dip our toe out of the comfort zone fairly frequently.
I guess the trick is to dip your toe, not dive your whole body right in.
Yes, very true. And I
I've
think,
done that too.
and it can be a shock to the system, right? It's like plunging into, ice water. Like, get me
Lukewarm would be fine.
out.
It
Exactly.
is. It is a tricky business. So,
Yeah.
well, luckily for us, you decided to go this route and get your business going, and you're helping people, individuals and business owners, I assume, find their way, as it
Yes.
were. What do people generally come to you for? What kind of help are they looking for?
For a variety of things. Well, let me say, most people who come to me are people that are in transition. They know that they've got something more that they want to bring to the world, but they don't necessarily know what that is. And, or they do know what that is, but they don't know how to step into the beingness of the person they want to be. They may be lacking some confidence or just unclear about the steps to take to move forward. Most of my clients are women in midlife that have left a career or left the corporate world because they're feeling called for something more, or they're transitioning because they're now empty nesters, or you know, a variety of life's transitions, and they're looking for that next thing, and they're trying to find out what is it exactly, or how do I move forward with that,
right? And confidence is a big thing. Is that the, would you say, I'll just say it this way, what is the biggest block you find for people who are unable or having difficulty hearing the whispers?
The biggest block is that they simply aren't making time for it. Believe it or not, it's that simple. It's so interesting. Like a number of my clients, just like me, actually, you know, and I have to remind myself of this. When my business coach said, Anita, you know, make a commitment every day, 30 days, get out into nature. And I'm like, wow, no, you know, I don't have time for that. And it was the single best piece of advice I have ever been given, was to make time for myself, for connecting with that wasn't her direction, but it was ultimately what happened. And I think she's very spiritual too. I think she was well aware what would come from that time. But connecting with your inner wisdom, it's not difficult. Just people need to make time to do it and commit to a daily practice, because that's what strengthens this connection to our soul voice, our inner wisdom.
Exactly. What kind of tools do you use to help people get in tune with their inner wisdom? Just help them with some meditation practice or...
Yeah, I use a number of different tools, but first and foremost, I work with my clients to help them create a daily spiritual practice, you know, something that works for them and their schedule. And you have to take that into account. And although the practice will be unique for each individual, I encourage my clients to incorporate that mindful walking in nature as part of their practice. And, you know, I get them to reflect on three really important questions. And those questions are, who am I, or who do I want to be? Mostly, who am I? What do I really want? And then when you answer those two questions, the third question is, why does it matter? It's really important to answer that third question, but you gotta be clear on the first two. Who am I? Not who society tells you are, because we do default to that when we're not clear about what's important to us and who what our values are. So answer those three questions: who am I, what do I want, and why does it matter? And then the other tool that I give my clients to do is something called the possibility pages. And it's a journaling technique, and it's the idea of where you envision a future version of you, like say 3 years down the road. You don't want to go too far. 1 year is not often enough. 5 years is almost too much. 3 years is kind of the ideal. There's an amazing amount of things that can transform within a 3 year period of time. So who do you want to be in 3 years? What kind of life are you living? What kind of accomplishments have you had? Who are you investing your time with? Get super, super clear about this future version of you and write about that person and that life in the present tense, as if you are that person today living that life, using I am statements. Perhaps the two most powerful words in the English language, I am, and write it out. And do this every day for 5 minutes. You don't have to take much time. I use this with my anytime I'm trying to recreate myself or step beyond, you know, what I'm comfortable in, I use this practice. And what happens is, it's almost like you trick your mind into believing that you are that person already, and that you have achieve these things. And there's a confidence that comes from that belief. And not only that, you start to see the possibilities of stepping into, and the opportunities of stepping into the beingness of that person. It's pretty remarkable. The power of our words, the power of our thoughts is incredible. And if we can invest, you know, 5 to 10 minutes a day on this little exercise, it will transform your life.
Wow. That's not very long, and but very powerful results.
Yes.
Awesome. Well, you know, I mean, only 5 or 10 minutes a day is fantastic, because the rest of the time we seem to be getting bombarded with information that is contrary to peacefulness and listening and that sort of thing. How does one not get too distracted by everything that's coming in, news, information?
Yeah, there's a lot going on in the world, isn't there? This is a wonderful question, and it's important to take some time and reflect on it. We need to first and foremost hold compassion in our hearts for the suffering of the world, as there really truly is. There is so much suffering. And at the same time, we need to bring our light forward and shine as brightly as possible, because the world truly needs us, need your gifts, Bev. They need the gifts of the people who are listening to this show. And we all have something to share with the world. We need to make this world a better place by shining our light. So we have to recognize the pain and the suffering that's out there, and then choose to be someone who counteracts the pain and suffering by bringing our gifts into the world.
Exactly. I love that. It's not a matter of shutting it out.
No. Well, that's the worst thing you can do. Ignoring something is the worst thing you can do. Acknowledge it, you know, feel the compassion in your heart, send up prayers, and proceed with love in the work that you do.
Exactly. It's kind of along the same lines of when entrepreneurs, you know, that the negative voice in your head eventually creeps in, no matter how successful you are, how many years you've been in business. There's always something that happens and you start hearing about how you're an imposter and so on. What's the best... the inner critic, exactly, is the best way to deal with that, the same way, kind of acknowledge.
Yeah, that's a good question. Yeah, you can't ignore it. You can say, okay, I hear you, nasty DJ spinning your records. I see you. I know what you're doing, and you know that's your inner critic, or your ego, if you will, has a very important job, and that job is to keep you safe. Right? So whenever we step outside of our comfort zone, we're going to have that. The nasty DJ is going to show up, but the nasty DJ is showing up because they really want to keep you comfortable and in your safe zone. And so your job is to distinguish between the two voices, because we have the voice of inner wisdom on the one side, and we have the inner critic on the other side that is trying to put you down or stop you from stepping into your greatness again because of fear. And that's actually the key in distinguishing the two, the inner critic from the inner wisdom, is your inner critic is always going to speak to you from a place of fear. And your inner wisdom is always going to speak to you from a place of love. Place of love. I shouldn't say, I'm going to change that slightly. Your inner critic is not going to always speak to you from a place of fear, but they often speak to you from a place of fear. It's motivated by fear to keep you safe. And your inner voice of wisdom will always speak to you from a place of love. So,
yeah. And just recognizing that inner critic is coming from a place of fear is something just to understand. You know that that's coming from fear, and you don't want that. You don't need to be fearful. You have your other voice here that you can depend on.
Yeah,
exactly.
And recognizing that it's, you know, part of our growth as human beings, is going to be uncomfortable. You know, that's how we grow. That's how we step into our greatness. Just recognizing that, for me, that helps me. You know, it helps me. It's like, okay, yeah, I'm feeling uncomfortable. It's because I'm growing, I'm stretching,
Exactly.
yeah.
Speaking of growing, what's your take on the ascension? The earth, is the earth growing? Are we all growing? We're growing from 3D to 5D or something? How does it work?
Well, I'm certainly no expert on that particular
I don't
subject.
think
When I
anybody's an expert.
okay, good. Now that we got that out, I do have some thoughts about it, that's for sure. And I do see there is a shift that is happening. There's something significant is shifting. More and more people are awakening. More and more people are connecting to their higher self, their inner wisdom, universe, God, source, whatever. We all have a different way of describing that thing that is happening, but it's all explaining the same thing. There's just this heightened consciousness. We are more aware. We're tapping into something a little bit more. And it might, for some people, it might be just a tiny little thing. For people that are on a spiritual quest or spiritual journey, they're seeing that growth within themselves happening at a quickening pace. Anybody that pays attention to what is going on within them will see that expansion. So yeah, there is something that is going on in the world, that is for sure. And it's an exciting time. If you are feeling called to do something more and bigger, that to me is part of this. You know, this new world. And there's more and more people that are feeling deeply that they want to contribute to our world in a positive, impactful way. That's that heightened consciousness that is happening.
That's makes so much sense. Even myself, I recognize that, I talk to a lot of people, and more of them are just becoming more spiritually aware. They're understand that there's something else going on other than the physical world. Now, there's still the folks that are not interested in that, and that's their thing. And then there's the ones that are totally into it, but this middle group is kind of getting bigger, I think, where
Yeah,
they're
that's exactly it. And as that middle group expands, it touches on the people that are not interested or not ready. It has a ripple effect. So even if these other individuals are not diving into the spiritual pond, they are impacted all the same, because there's more and more people bringing messages into the world of love and hope and kindness and acceptance. There's more and more people stepping into owning that, even though we see a lot of the darkness in the world too. You know, you look at what's going around the world and you're like, no, it's not improving. It's getting worse. It feels that way sometimes, but it's not. If you look at, you know, in the macro, if you pull back and look at the evolution of humanity, we are improving, believe it or not. We are becoming better, more conscious, more evolved human beings. There is more love, even if there's more media showing us that there isn't, but truly there is
Ex
more love that is happening in the world now.
exactly. We have so much access to the negative, and it just we keep getting bombarded by it. If you look back in history, I don't know, I don't know, I'm not a historian, but has there been stuff going on in the past? Yeah.
Some pretty brutal stuff going on in the
There's
past.
been some pretty brutal stuff going on in the past, but the connection to us was different in the past. So, we just have so much access to it.
And you know, on that note, I would encourage people not to be ignorant. You need to know what's going on in the world. But limit how much you take in on the news, and limit how much you allow the visuals in to you, because it hurts the heart, it hurts the soul.
Does.
And it can leave you feeling hopeless. So be aware, experience compassion, but don't get lost in all the information that is out there, particularly the I won't watch any. I'll read headlines and I'll read stories. I will not watch videos. It hurts me too much.
It's yes, I hear you. We do have some control
Yes,
over
exactly.
what we take in. So,
Exactly. Yeah.
what, how can people find out more about you and your programs and how to get in touch with you, Anita?
Yeah, thanks, Bev. Best way is to go to my website, and it's joyfulinspiredliving.com. It's everything there, including a few free offers. And keep your eyes open for my new book that's coming out. It's Whispers of the Soul, which will be available as of April 30th.
Awesome. Looking forward to that. Do you have
Yeah.
any final words for us as we sign off?
Yes.
Yay.
And it's simply this: invest time with yourself to really get to know who you are and what you want, and listen to the little nudges of your soul. They're going to guide you to creating the most remarkable life, and one that will have a positive impact in the world.
Awesome. Beautiful message. Thank you so much for being here, Anita. I really enjoyed this conversation.
Yeah, likewise, Bev. I so appreciate you and this opportunity.
Me too. We will talk to you again soon, right?
You bet. Bye for now.
Okay.